بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال تعالى في قرآن المجيد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، خلق الإنسان في أحسن تقويم. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، الصحابي كالنجوم أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected علماء الكرام، brothers in Islam، Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with Iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us Quran al-Kareem and made us Ummati of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last and final Rasul of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us Shariat, the last Shariat, the Kitab, the last Kitab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us the last Ummat, the Ummat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, upon whom and upon us are special favors. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated, Allama Suyuti rahmatullahi alayhi quotes this in his history kitab, Khulafa'i Rashidin, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are two ministers in the skies and two ministers on earth. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this, I have two ministers in the skies and two ministers on earth. In the skies, Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salam, Hazrat Mikail alayhi salam, and on earth, Hazrat Abu Bakr and Umar. And we have now started discussing about Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and we reached the stage where they migrated. All began to migrate away from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Madinah al-Munawwara. Before I continue, the last time I addressed you, I stated that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was older than Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is not the case. That is incorrect. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is older then Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu at the time of their hijrah. But the hair of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because of concern and fikr, had turned greyish white. And the hair of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was still black. That is why the confusion in age took place. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that, Ali, stay on my bed. And tomorrow, the possessions that I have given you, give it back to the people. And I will meet you in Madinah al-Munawwara. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that I felt very comfortable and at ease. And I knew with certainty that I'm going to meet Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madinah. Because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has stated, وَمَا يَطْفِكُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِلَّا وَحْيُ الْيُّهَىٰ. That he does not speak of his own desires. It is but a revelation unto him. Yes, certain people made some research, and there is one narration that Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he was sleeping, he covered himself with a green cloth. So people say, no, when someone dies, cover him, cover his grave with a green cloth. They are like alive. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu was sleeping there. He was alive. He covered himself with a green cloth and slept. So people today cover the dead with a green cloth. Deduction like that is not fruitful or beneficial. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited Surah Yasin, took some pebbles, blew on it, threw it in the eyes of the kuffar in the night, and walked through them with Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and they came and stayed in a cave called the Cave of Tur, which is about 8 to 9 kilometers away from Makkah al-Mukarramah. In the cave, it is stated that all the kuffar and the mushriks, they began to pursue Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, look for him, seek for him, say, where is he? A reward was offered for the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the beard of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that at one stage the mushriks and the kuffar came so close to the mouth of the cave that we could actually see their feet and hear their voices. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made a protection for them that at the mouth of the cave a spider had begun to spread its web and it covered that entrance. A pigeon had laid an egg freshly there. The kuffar and the mushriks, looking at that, they said, no one can be in that cave. Whereas they were so close that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who are inside the cave, could hear their voices and see their feet. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected them against their kuffar, protected them against the enemy, using a spider and a pigeon egg. They were the forces of that day. They were the most powerful forces of that day. And they were looking for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Abu Bakr. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using something very fragile, something very weak, something very feeble to protect them against the enemy. Proving that Allah ta'ala is the protector, Allah ta'ala is the guardian, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the custodian, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will destroy whom He wants to destroy, He will elevate whom He wants to elevate, He will humiliate whom He wants to humiliate, He can do what He wants, when He wants, how He wants. Everything is in the hands of Allah ta'ala. The enemy is there, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is protecting. Today all around us, every Muslim is worried. What is going to happen in our country? What is going to happen to my business? What is going to happen to my house? What is going to happen to my children? Yes, but the question that we are supposed to be asking is what is going to happen to my iman? Or what is happening to my iman? What is happening to my Islam? What is going to happen to my Islam? When we worry about that, Allah Ta'ala will take care of all other things. Allah Ta'ala, He will take care of all other things. He is the protector. And Allah alone is the protector. No other taqat, no other power, no other thing can protect besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At that stage, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he began to express to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the enemy are outside. We are going to be apprehended. We are going to be caught. Then Allah Ta'ala in the cave, Allah Ta'ala revealed the ayat. La ta'azak inna Allah ba'ada. And look at the beauty of the Quran. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is saying, La ta'azak. Some translate this word as do not fear. This is not the right translation. Because the word for fear is hope. Yeah, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he's got concern not for himself, he's got concern for the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when he's got concern for the life of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that means he's not afraid for himself. He has got a grief, a sorrow in his heart, that we are going to be apprehended and they are going to harm Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are going to injure Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are going to stop the preaching and propagation and spread of Islam. This word, la ta'azzar, means do not grieve. No, do not fear, do not grieve, do not be sorrowful. Inna Allah ma'ana. Allah, definitely Allah, surely Allah, most certainly Allah is with us. Who is with us? Allah is with us. He is the protector. That is why the external things are happening. Now respected elders, again look at how beautiful this is. And this is praise for Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. This word la tahzan. That do not be sorrowful. Not do not be fearful. No, do not be sorrowful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that action of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. Do not be sorrowful. We are with you. Allah is with us. Allah is with us. Now what that means? For example, if a son is doing something, and he's a junior, and the father says, no, do it, we'll see what happens. Then the son got no confidence. The son, he does not know whether he will be success or failure. The son, he has got no one to rely on, to lead on, if there is going to be any difficulty or problem. But if the father says to the son, that do it, I am with you, I am behind you, I am supporting you, I am aiding you, then the son, he feels strong. He has got courage now. And he will do things. Yeah. Inna Allah ma'ana. That Allah is with us. And who is saying this? Allah is saying this. And I am with you. Allah is saying this. And when Allah is with someone, can there be any harm to that person? And when Allah is with someone, there is the support of Allah. See, we say, Allah is with us. Provided we behave well, we practice on the sunnah, we practice on the sharia, then Allah's help is with us. But here Allah is saying that Allah is with you. I am with you. Allah's help is with Abu Bakr and Rasulullah. Allah's aid and support, Allah's mercy is with them. And certain people, they say, no, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who was not in the cave. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala is not companion of Rasulullah. Certain people say. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was asked, Umar, in relationship with Abu Bakr, what do you say? He said, and he addressed this to Abu Bakr. He said, oh Abu Bakr, I will give you all my good deeds. I will give you all my virtuous actions. I will give you all those actions that I have done to please Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I will give you all my good things, but you give me in return the virtues you got on the night of Hijrat with Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Only that I want, in exchange for everything of mine. That is why Abu Bakr is first Khalifa. And certain people say, no, he must not be first Khalifa. It's wrong why he was first Khalifa. Those are silly people, foolish people. In the cave itself, and after that, the Ufaz will say, as Quran al-Kareem says, that Fa'amdulallahu Sakina, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descended. His Sakina alayhi. This alayhi is a pronoun referring to Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. Allah is sending His mercy on Abu Bakr. Allah is descending His rahmat on Abu Bakr. Allah is putting calmness and coolness and comfort in the heart of Abu Bakr. And Allah is saying this in the Quran al-Kareem. That listen, Abu Bakr is in the cave and we are putting the sakina on him, the comfort on him, the mercy on him. And how can a person say anything against Abu Bakr after that? And how can a Muslim see others speaking ill of Abu Bakr? See others talking bad about Abu Bakr? See others lambasting Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala? Do they not see the Quran? And in the cave itself, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu had the lap of Nabi Kareem, had the head of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on his lap. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sleeping. Before they retired, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, with the little pieces of pebbles and stones and cloth available, they had sealed off all the holes in the cave. Why? Because in the cave there are holes and you do not know what can come out of them. So they have tried to seal everything. And there was one hole that was not been able to see. They were not able to seal that hole. So Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rested on his left. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who extended his legs and he with his foot he covered that hole up. Least something comes out of there. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam slept on his left. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who felt something steep, something bit him. Every poison or whatever bit him, some say a snake, some say a scorpion, that began to go into Abu Bakr's system. And Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who began to feel the pain of it. Allahu Ta'ala who began to perspire. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala who he began to tear down because of the severity of pain. And he did not want to shake his left. Why? Because if he shakes his left, then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last Nabi, the best Nabi, the best of creations will get up. Hazrat Abu Bakr is a love for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that I do not want to shake my left. I can be bitten. I will bear the pain. But no, my left would not shake. The sleep of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is more important than my physical being, than my body, than my pain. Today, two, three mosquitoes bite in Tarawih Salat, or two, three mosquitoes bite in Salat, and see what the Muslim, what a big scene he creates. Why the fan is not on. And then when he stands in Salat, and then it's too hot, he says, what kind of dust is? Let's put the fan on, put air conditioner on. Little person, he goes around wearing the beard, and some mushrik or kafir tells him, oh, look at that person, got a beard. Then he says, ah, he's got an impurity complex. That kafir is standing naked, his wife is naked, his daughter is naked, that he does not worry about. But Muslim with a beard and wife in parada, that he is worried about. All objections against Islam, how we dress, how we eat, how we feed, how we do things. We are Muslims, we are approved nation of Allah Ta'ala. We are sanctioned by Allah Ta'ala. Allah loves us for our actions. We must not have this complex in us. Those people are prepared to walk stark naked. And they are classified civilized as cultured. And we Muslims want to imitate them. That is the tragedy. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, whose tears began to fall onto the face of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got up. Ya Abu Bakr, what's the problem? Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala said, Ya Rasulullah, this is the problem. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, show me your leg. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took some of his blood saliva, applied it on that area. And Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala said, Dad, I do not feel pain anymore. I never even thought I've got bitten. Huh? And this feeling, respected elders, a person, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person will go into Jannah, and when he goes into Jannah, then it is stated that he will see in his, think in his heart that I have never experienced difficulty. So this little difficulty in this world that a Muslim has, so-called has when he's practicing Sharia, must be a comfort for us. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, they proceeded on that journey. When they proceeded on that journey, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala should now and then carry Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But I say carry, I mean literally carry him and go with the sun towards Madinah al Munawwara. We unfortunately study history like how the kafirs study history. So how the kafirs study history? South African history, American history, French history. They want us to study Islamic history like that. This action, Hazrat Abu Bakr carries Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has got significance. How? We have to link it with another incident. In the conquest of Mecca, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, when they went inside the Kaaba, they were idols, and there were some they could not reach. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, Ya Rasulullah, allow me to carry you so that you can reach those idols and break them and drop them down. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Ali, you cannot carry me. Come, you come onto my shoulders. He put Ali on his shoulders, and Ali dropped those idols down. Understand what I'm drawing at the parallel?
What is it? The device of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam,
the responsibility of Nabuwwat, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is able to carry on his shoulders. Immediately after the demise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is not in the position to carry the responsibility and duty and function and purpose of Nabuwwat. That is why Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, allowed him to carry him on his shoulders. Why after his demise, he must carry the responsibility also. And yeah, he did not allow Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So the people must know the difference that I am allowing Abu Bakr here, I am not allowing Hazrat Ali here. Understand? That is why the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaat say that Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is first Khalifa and his first deserving, worthy Khalifa of Islam. And the person, it is a unanimous decision of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaat, that the person who denies the companionship of Abu Bakr with Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam is not a Muslim. May Allah ta'ala grant us ability to understand this, to practice this, and to become good Muslims. Respected elders, I've got one small request from you. That with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that I intend proceeding for it. I intend going, maybe inshallah, on the 17th. And I have been coming to this platform for the last 5 years. So anything that I have said you that has hurt your feelings, whether I have said it intentionally or unintentionally, I sincerely ask you to forgive me. That if I have hurt you and I did not present it right for you and I have harmed you, you feel I have harmed you or injured you or hurt you, then I sincerely plead to you that you forgive me. As for me, I do not have any grievance on you. And inshallah, you make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to go there and value that place and become good Muslims. And inshallah, we will make dua for you. Definitely. We need each other's dua. We need each other at this stage of our lives. And also, remember one thing, that whatever we have stated, by asking you to forgive me, I am not saying that what I have told you is wrong. Whatever we have stated in the light of Quran and Hadith, that is haq. Yes, I may have presented it where you may have first felt hurt, there I seek your forgiveness. May Allah Ta'ala grant us ability to become good Muslims, and we should make fikr that in our area who is not reading Jummah, they must come for Jummah Salah. And those who are supposed to be going for Hajj, it is compulsory for them to go for Hajj, we should encourage them and tell them to go for Hajj. Wa akhir da'wa alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, and a very important announcement which I am forgetting. In fact, I'm supposed to speak on it. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us again in Easter, we could have an Easter by Lodium from the 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th. Each brother should try to go. And we should go and see for ourselves what is happening, what they're doing. Go and sit amongst the pious and the righteous. Listen to the bayan. And go and assess the situation for yourself. First hand information. It is right down the doorstep at Lodium. Go and see. People are saying this. What are they doing? We are intelligent. We are rational and logical beings. We are understanding beings. Go and see for yourself. Are they calling towards good or bad? And then inshallah we can decide for ourselves. Wa akhir da'wa alhamdulillah.